You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cold Chase is suing Mike Wright, Angie Erickson, and Nancy Harrington for injuries he received during a camel race.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 207 on the calendar, the matter of Chase versus Wright, Harrington, Erickson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Be very simply so that we have this case in context. You were riding one of the camels that was provided to you by this organization, and the camel fell. You fell. You were injured, and you feel as if they owe you money because the excess insurance policy, according to you, wasn't adequately explained to you.
That's correct,
Your
Honor.
That's pretty much your case. So I really want to find out who the defendant is.
Your Honor?
Yes.
The camel races are actually the Virginia City International Camel Races. And we, the International Order of Camel Jockeys, we show up every weekend to help. It's not our event. It's Virginia City, Nevada's event.
We are the participants.
Will you explain that to me, would you?
Yes, there's 225 members, Your Honor.
Of this organization?
Of this organization.
And the organization is comprised of people who are interested in camel racing.
Yes, exactly.
Do you own your own camels?
Not anymore, Your Honor.
Did you at the time of this accident?
No, there was a stock provider.
From whom did you rent or lease your camel on the date of this incident?
It was my understanding that the International Order of Camel Jockeys is the sanctioning body for this event.
And just a second. I don't care what's your understanding. I read your complaint. You're a lawyer. So you're charged with, in my view, a higher duty than a layperson in reading appropriate documents. So I don't care what your understanding is. Did you have a contract with any one of these three people?
The contract was with the International Order of Camel Jockeys, I believe, Your Honor.
Show me the contract that you had with Mr. Wright.
Yes, ma'am.
Harrington. Harrington. Erickson.
Your Honor, there's a copy of the policy.
Just a second. International Order of Camel Jockeys.
That's us.
That's you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it a corporation?
It's a nonprofit organization established in 1972.
And who's the president of the organization?
At the time of the accident, I was.
Okay. And your name is?
Michael Wright.
And who represents them?
Who represents the officers?
The International Order of Camel Jockeys.
The officers of the organization. We purchase our own insurance.
Okay.
We do what the stock provider wants us to do.
No, don't tell me.
Okay.
You purchased this Berkeley Life and Health Insurance.
Yes, ma'am.
And at the time of this incident, you were the president of the organization.
Exactly.
Perfect. Then I don't mind dealing with you, sir. You actually might even be the right person to deal with. Okay. When did this incident take place, Mr. Chase?
September 10th, 11th, and 12th of 2011. That was the racing weekend. My actual crash occurred.
Was it the first time that you had ever been to the races?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who brought you there?
Who encouraged me to attend?
Yeah. Did you go with anybody?
Yes, my friends, Angie and Nancy.
That would be these two ladies?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how did you know them?
We worked together.
Where?
They are court staff, and I'm, as you're aware, I'm an attorney, I'm a prosecutor, and I see them on a regular basis.
Well, then tell me how you became familiar with it through them.
They have been attending for a long time. Both serve as officers on the International Order of Camel Jockeys board, and they've talked about it before, said how much fun it was, encouraged me to attend.
No, they invited you to attend.
Yes, Your Honor.
They invited you to attend.
Yes.
Don't do stupid legalese with me, sir, because, you know, I dance around stupid legalese and sometimes on it. They invited you to attend, and how old are you?
44 now.
44 years old, and at that time you were 42 years old in your midlife. And you said, gee, that sounds like fun. I'd like to try it. And you arrived on the 10th. Did you go on the 10th?
When you say go, do you mean did I ride?
Yes.
I rode media day, I believe, was the 10th. That was the first day.
So you rode on the 10th?
No, I'm sorry. I believe I rode on the 9th was media day. My crash occurred on the 10th.
So you rode on the 9th?
Yes.
Without incident?
Yes.
Now, before you got on the camel, did anybody ask you to sign any sort of a disclaimer?
The process...
You hear a question?
Yes, Your Honor.
I ask a question, you give me the answer. You want to expand on your answer, you go on Dr. Phil. Me? You just give me the answer. Did anyone ask you to sign a disclaimer?
There was a liability waiver, yes.
I'd like to see it.
I don't have a copy of that, Your Honor.
Why not?
There was not a copier at the scene.
So there was not a copy, but you signed a liability waiver?
Yes, Your Honor, with the stock provider.
Just a sec. Do you have a copy of that?
Of the liability?
The liability waiver.
The liability waiver was issued by the stock provider for his liability.
From people who provide the cameras?
Exactly.
Okay, so you don't, because you just organize the event.
My people come in and do the writing. We are the writers.
We're basically a club.
Then why do you provide insurance? You mean you provide this as a courtesy for people who ride?
Exactly, Your Honor. We started purchasing this about 15 years ago. One of the secretaries said, wouldn't it be nice to have more insurance for everybody who might need it if they wanted to file the claim? So we started doing it.
So you're just the riders. You all ride.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, tell me about your injury, sir, that took place the next day.
I suffered a broken clavicle. It was significantly displaced. I had to have two surgeries. The first one put a plate in, and the second removed the plate.
Teach you to ride camels. You know, I'm actually 70 years old, and I've managed to survive all of my life without riding a camel. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not big on camel riding.
See that? Bird and I have almost centuries between us. We've managed to get along without it. I also don't do motorcycles. You understand? You assume certain risks when you ride a dangerous beast. So, and you understood those risks. It's like horseback riding. You can fall off a horse, and you can break an ankle or fall off a horse and break your spine. And that's what you do. If you want to ride a horse badly enough, you assume those risks. Now, don't write me letters. I don't want to hear letters from camel lovers. Am I right? Are they supposed to be dumb?
Camels?
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
No. Not any dumber than camels.
If they don't want to run, they're just going to sit there. You're not going to have a race.
Stubborn.
Okay. Exactly.
Stubborn. Maybe smart. Anyway. So you fell off and you injured yourself, which was your fault, nobody else's fault. You got on the camel, camel did what camels do, and you fell off. And then you had insurance, and this policy, according to what I read, was a $10,000 policy in addition to your other insurance.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to answer this question for me, Mr. Chase. Be careful of your answer. How much money did Berkeley Life and Health Insurance Company pay towards your injuries?
$10,000.
That's what I gathered from reading these papers, although you weren't exactly clear in the amount that they paid. But I sort of reading through your complaint, I said, you know what, sounds to me like he had $10,000 from Berkeley. This is you. $10,000 went from Berkeley to you. Then why are we here?
So we're here. Is that a question, Your Honor?
Yeah, that was a question. Then you tell me why we're here.
We're here because at the time we signed up, I was told that it was a supplemental policy.
You can't. Just a second.
Yes?
Hearsay. You know what hearsay is?
Yes, but this is a statement by a party opponent.
Just
a second. So it's accepted hearsay.
Just a second. Who are you referring to? Not I was told.
Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright told you, go ahead.
That it was a supplemental policy.
Yes.
And a supplemental policy, a non-primary policy, pays the gap coverage instead of paying as a...
Just a second. How do you know that, sir? Because?
Because I've done the research on insurance.
No, just a second. Because you've done the research when?
After the injury, after they started rejecting the claims.
Did you have any questions about this policy?
Yes.
At the time, you were going camel riding.
Yes.
First of all, did you pay for this policy?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much?
It was a $20 membership fee that included the coverage.
$20 membership fee for?
To join the International Order of Camel Jockeys.
Show me where the $20 fee included your insurance.
I have no
doubt. I just want to see it. I just want to see that the $20 fee that he says...
He's on the roster, Your Honor, as a member.
Yes.
And we included off to the side of his name that he paid his $20 as a paid member in good standing.
Show me.
The roster?
I just want to see what it says.
Oh.
I didn't bring the
roster. You didn't bring the roster?
Well, what does it say, sir? And then you...
It has his name, his email, his phone numbers. It has a standing as a rookie rider, rookie 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it has off to the side, it says dues paid. He's in that column.
What does it say about insurance on now, that page?
If you're not a riding member, you only pay $10 to join the organization. If you're a riding member, to cover the premium policy that we pay for, we charge the riders in the arena $10 extra.
Okay, so if you are a riding member, you pay $20.
Yes, ma'am.
And that includes $10 for this policy.
Yes, ma'am.
Which pays $10,000 towards your injury.
Exactly.
And it paid $10,000 towards his injury.
It did.
Keep going, Mr. Chase. You now have another 30 seconds.
So, Your Honor, they represented before you ride that you have to have your own primary insurance coverage. They have to provide proof. I provided proof.
Did you say that to him?
It's part of the...
Did you say that to him? He said you told him that he had to have proof of primary insurance.
Actually, the stock provider said it, Your Honor.
No, the stock provider...
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
That $5,000 was for the completion of the lease to purchase options.
If that's what you're trying to get over on me.
No.
That's not going to happen. Where is the $5,000?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cold Chase says his collarbone was broken during a camel race. He is suing organizers Mike Wright, Angie Erickson, and Nancy Harrington for his injuries.
Just listen to me very carefully. There's hearsay and there's not hearsay. If you're a party and the two of you are having a conversation, you can tell me about that. But if you're talking about the people that provided the camels saying that to him, that's hearsay. That's not introducible. So is what you're saying to me, sir, that Mr. Wright told you that or someone else?
I'm saying that Mr. Wright told me that I was required to have insurance before I rode camels.
Did you ever say that to him?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, don't believe you. Keep going. Next.
So after providing proof of my insurance, they said your membership in the International Order of Camel Jockeys includes the supplemental policy.
Good. And you filled out the forms wrong. And your company didn't pay you. Had hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of insurance costs. You want them to pay you another $5,000. That's not going to happen. Mr. Chase, this policy paid you $10,000. Should have filled out the papers right.
Your Honor, it's not a matter of the paper being filled in correctly.
You paid for $10,000 worth of insurance, Mr. Chase. You got $10,000 from this
They misrepresented the nature of the policy, and therefore...
Parties are excused. You may step out.
We were racing. My camel, Boris, passed the line.
I witnessed a good race and the handler reaching up to catch the camels.
One of the stock handlers comes out, grabs his lead line, pulls him to the ground.
And the camel tripping and going down.
And as a result of that, we crashed and I broke my clavicle.
Mr. Chase launching himself off the camel to try not to get underneath it.
Oh yeah, I probably won't be riding camels, but they're still my friends.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kern versus Elliott. Step forward.
Ronald and Lisa Kern are suing former tenant Mallory Elliott for unpaid rent and damages to their rental home.
Mr. and Mrs. Kern, you rented a house to the defendant with an option to buy the house. The defendant gave you a $5,000 deposit, and the agreed upon rent was $1,200 a month. So far, correct.
Yes.
And you moved in, according to what I read, on the 22nd of March. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you were given him $5,000 and $1,200 from March 22nd to April 22nd?
Yes. Well, I moved in on March 22nd, so
yes.
It's prorated.
Okay, so you were going to pay rent the first of each month?
Correct.
Okay. On what date did you either move out or were locked out?
I was locked out on July 3rd.
So we have...
August 3rd, I'm sorry. August 3rd.
August 3rd. So we have the months of April, May, June, July, and a few odd days here and there. Because I'm a simple person, let's say 4 months that you had use and occupancy of the home.
Correct.
So you should have paid them $4,800.
Correct.
How much did you pay them that you can prove to me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your claim is that she actually moved out to live with her boyfriend, and she let her brother and a couple of his friends move into the house.
That is correct.
And according to you, you have a video to establish that.
Correct.
I'd like to see the videotape.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ronald and Lisa Kern claim former tenant Mallory Elliott moved out owing for rent and damages to their home.
Now, how much did you pay them?
$4,800.
Show me.
Well, I can't show you I guess you're right. I can't show you for March. I can show on the lease agreement that I did give them the $6,637.
How much rent did you pay for the 4 months that you lived there? And if you say you can't, I'm going to ask him how much rent you paid.
Okay, so...
How much rent did she pay?
She paid $1,587.
That was my initial payment.
She paid for March and all of April. May, she was late. June, she was late. July, August, and September, she never made one payment.
Just a second. She wasn't there August and September. So did she pay for July?
No.
No.
Yes, I sent the check. My fiancé was...
Just show me the canceled check for July. Show me the canceled check.
It's not the cash. It's the duplicate check.
No. I don't deal with duplicate checks. Okay. I could make a duplicate check out of my checkbook. Show me the canceled check for July.
They never cashed it.
Oh, fine. So you owe them for July.
They were trying to evict me before July.
Just trying to make this simple, madam. Okay. You had use and occupancy of the house in the month of July and didn't pay rent that month. It's $1,200. Okay. This is what your claim is. Your claim is that she actually moved out to live with a boyfriend and she let her brother and a couple of his friends move into the house.
That is correct.
Okay. And according to you, you have a video to establish that because you filed for notice of inspection and you went in and you videotaped that.
Correct.
I'd like to see the videotape. First, when was it taken?
June 27th.
Okay. June 27th.
Unfortunate. This apparently is the only clothes that two kids have, and apparently that is all the clothes that she has. Five shirts and two pair of shoes.
This is the other bedroom, not the master bedroom, which this shows all male men's items.
This is my brother's room.
Just looks like Some men have recently
Is your brother listed as a tenant in your tenant agreement?
He wasn't even there. No, he wasn't there.
Just the answer is, no.
There was no kitchen table.
Okay. Okay. So whatever it was, it didn't work out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
She didn't pay rent for July, correct?
Correct.
She owes you $1,200. You have $5,000 of hers. That means you owe her $3,800.
We don't have that $5,000, Your Honor.
That $5,000 was for the completion of the lease-to-purchase option for the 48 months.
Ah! Get out of here. Yeah, get out of here.
Your Honor,
if that's what you're, that's what you're trying to get over on me...
No, no.
That's not going to happen. Where is the $5,000? We what? Either you have it,
we
you
do
spent
not have it,
it, you gambled it away,
no,
you gave
Your
it
Honor.
To somebody.
It
Where was... is the $5,000? Listen to me carefully. Okay. I want an answer. Don't give me a long talk show answer. Where is the $5,000?
It was paid in commission on the sale of the home because this was a sale agreement, ultimately.
Paid commission to whom?
To the real estate brokers. Who were the landlords, too. No, they were not
Just
the landlords.
Just a second. Show me that you took her $5,000 and that was the commission that you paid to an agent.
We did not have anything showing that it was paid to the real estate agent.
$3,800, judgment
Your
for
Honor.
The defendant on the counterclaim. Thank you, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
There was people back and forth moving in and out during inspections.
They had no reason to even enter my home. It was just false inspections.
We noticed that there were other people living there.
It was just my brother and I living there, so false accusations.
You know, we can't stop helping people because of a bad situation.
I definitely have somebody look it over before you actually get into a contract like that.
We've never had any issues except for this one.
Because they do actually take your money and no money goes towards the purchase of the home.
Glad it's done and move forward and we got new tenants and life is great.
I'm so glad it's done.